Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstadt from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the convention center here, Mandalay Bay. Place is subdued right now. It's not insanity.
Yeah,
just yet. Yeah, it's subdued, but that's Tuesday. You know,
well, they're all coming.
Well, that's why they're leaving. This is the last day of Radio Row.
Oh, great! That's awesome.
And I do need to do quite a few shout outs, but one is to Compass Banners and Signs, because I'll tell you what, I'm liking this banner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it. And now that I have somebody who knows how to put it together, who'll have to teach you how to do it, because it's flawless.
Let me ask you a real question. This is not a joke. I'm not being funny, not for satire or for shock value. But like, you come from an era when telethons were a thing, round the clock, you know, Jerry Lewis, you know, could we do a round the clock telethon? Like what if you continue to broadcast till I get there at 1:55 in the morning, and we just continuously 24 hours around the clock just broadcast for Media Row? Is that a possibility? Could we do it for charity? Could we do it for an endurance to see if we got it in us to complete it?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Absolutely we could. And I know I could do it. Now, whether you could do it, you know, is another story. You know, whether you could stay awake that long is another story. You know, so I would do it, not even for charity. I would sit here for 24 hours continuous and do interviews.
All right. Well, I'll be there at 1. I think my plane gets there at 12:55 a.m. I could take a short little Uber over to the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And, you know, we could, like, just, I could pick up the baton, kind of like the Jamaican 4x4 100 relay team. And I take the mic and run with it. And then you go get some breakfast and come back and
do some fun stuff. I certainly can consider it, but you're only, you know, doing that just so you have a ride back to the house.
Well, strategic, you know, planning is important.
I like how you didn't mention it. Like you could have infiltrated the conversation by saying that. Hey, I have a great idea. Why don't you try to do radio until 1:30? I think you could do it. You know, let's see if you could step up, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, by the way, then you can get a ride to the house.
So can I ask you about the Airbnb once again? You talked about how you checked in, but it looked like it was already lived in. Currently, people might still be on premise. The beds had still been used. Are you a germaphobe? And how, if so, how do you do Brazilian jiu-jitsu when you know that the floor is full of bacteria, sweat, blood, tear, hair, etc.?
No, I'm not a germaphobe. Lying on the floor, rolling around on the floor. You know, first of all, the mats are fairly clean, at least in the jiu-jitsu gyms I've been in. You know, they're cleaned, and then normally they're cleaned after every, you know, training session. And yes, then they get sweat on it and all that kind of stuff. No, I'm not a germaphobe, okay? I did have one issue. I love the guy to death. It was a heavyweight that used to train in Tampa. And we were going to do, I don't know whether we were rolling or what we were going to do. And he didn't have a shirt on. And he could tell by my look. And Oleg is just the best. He's like, do you want me to put a shirt on? And I so badly wanted to say yes. And because I literally love this guy, I didn't want. And I said, no, it's all right. And he went and put on a shirt. And I'm like, that's why I love you. But that house is totally different than being in a gym. And being in a jiu-jitsu gym, or really any gym. I'm not going to, you know, expect to sleep on the floor of a gym. Okay? I'm expecting to sleep on a mattress that, yes, has a sheet. The sheet that was on that bed was so disgusting. Homeless people. Are you getting hit by a hurricane? Are you getting hit by a hurricane? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, well, although the radio show is 4 days of continuous broadcasting live from Media Row in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl 58. I, on Tuesday, am still father, and I had to come down to the school to pick up my kids. So I'm here live with you, but sometimes I catch a breeze as I turn the corner.
I think they could have been left in detention until, you know, 5 o'clock.
I have great kids. They're nothing like me. They're good in school. They get honor roll, president's awards. They're just better than me in everything, really.
Well, everybody's better than you in everything. But correct me if I'm wrong. There, and we won't go into the full length of the story, but there's a story where something happened with one of your daughters, and when you basically gave them permission to retaliate, she wanted to go back to school and retaliate.
I mean, look, yesterday she was bullied. Like yesterday, a lady, an older lady in the neighborhood, yelled at my daughter publicly in front of everyone. And it turned out that my daughter was at the Publix, and apparently this lady saw my daughter, and Marissa rolled her eyes at the lady, which turns out to be the grandmother of one of the students in the school. And so we had to have a conversation. And let me just tell you, that
you
lady
and the
will
older,
never...
Hold on. You and the older lady, or you and the daughter?
Both. And so let's just say that the older lady will never... ever even look in my daughter's direction again. So we had to have a conversation, and you know, it is what it is. So but yeah, Ma, they're way better than me. And she says she didn't roll her eyes. I don't know. I got a daughter that's very you know, opinionated, like Randy Harris.
Well, you know, let me say this much. I love your daughters. I love your wife more than I could ever love you, and we all know that. And all three of them roll their eyes every time they look at me.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a Brazilian thing. I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, what it is. But, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's my job to protect them and to let them know that I've always got their back. And so that's what I do.
I thought you had children so that they had your back and could protect you. I thought that's how it worked.
Well, Marissa's leg kick is no joke. I mean, that thing is serious, as you know.
No.
And I did see, speaking of leg kicks, I don't know if you will allow it to happen, but there's a video online right now of Chuck Liddell leg kicking someone in a house. Obviously, it was set up and, you know, permitted. It was like agreed to. But could Chuck Liddell leg kick me on Media Row? Would you allow that to happen?
Only if he breaks your leg.
I mean, I don't know if he's got that kind of force anymore.
Then no, then he can't do it.
That's why I'm questioning his mobility and his hip. I don't know if he could.
Really, that's the only reason why you're asking, because you don't think he can do it.
I saw he kicked the kid, but that kid's not me. You know, like, I wouldn't fall down and make a theatrical appearance. It's kind of like, you know, Alex Weghorn doing his, you know, backhanded slap from a wrestler and how he made it, you know, extra dramatic with the video. But I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
I mean, putting his hands on the threshold of the door and, like, going over the top, like, oh, wow. Like, it was a little over the top.
All right, so we should set it up.
Sure, it's fun.
Hold on. So we should set it up for you to take one of those slaps.
Yeah, I'm not a problem. I mean, wrestling's fake. It's
scripted.
Real. It's not real.
It's scripted.
It would sting for sure, but anyway, it's not gonna. I wouldn't have the same reaction.
I'll set that up.
All right.
That I want to see.
Okay.
And I want to see zero reaction from you.
All right. Like a stone face. I'm good. But just no, like, but I would be, like, it'd be cool heart. To take a leg kick from Chuck. It would be awesome.
Just like your heart, stone.
Well, we'll find out from Grammatica. You know, he'll tell you. It's there. But I got calcium buildup, Randy. I gotta fix my diet. I gotta, like, you know. He gave me some things to work on, so. And I gotta take it serious, but I want to live to be, you know, I want to be here as long as I can to annoy as many of you as possible.
Well, and I know that's your goal, and I want to be here long enough to go to your funeral.
Speaking of funerals, I did see a funeral the other day where the guy was an avid bodybuilder, and they put the they set up a bench press where the body on display for the funeral was him in the bench press with the bar, you know, like over his head, you know, kind of thing. So are you a fan of, you know, honoring the dead with like a like maybe a prop or a stage or a setup of something that they really loved or they're into? I've seen, you know, caskets made and NFL logos of their favorite team, like the Bears or Packers. But are you a fan of that, or are you more of a traditionalist, like pay your respects, you know, either cremation or a traditional casket? But would you approve of, you know, said a gym setup for final goodbyes?
Well, you know, we've had this talk. We've had this talk with a few people. You know, obviously when Wyndham passed away, we talked about that a little bit, you know, and that everything changes. Time changes, you know, and nowadays a funeral isn't really to say goodbye. A lot of people consider it, you know, as a celebration of life. Personally, and we've talked about it, at mine, I don't give two whatevers because I'm not going to be there. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to know. You know, it's like, you know, Carl Weathers passes away in his sleep. You know, he didn't know that he was dying. He doesn't know that he's dead.
Right.
Depending on what you believe. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people who believe one thing. I believe what I believe and that, you know, whatever. So at mine, I don't care.
But if Carl Weathers had a boxing ring and he was in the middle of the ring and that's how they had a final viewing, you know, would you be a fan of such a display, or would you say, hey, let the man just rest in peace and do his thing?
Well, you know, again, it depends on what you believe. In this case, I believe Carl Weathers doesn't know that's what's happening. You know, so this isn't for Carl Weathers. It's basically what the family wants to do, how the family wants to, you know, kind of remember. You know, I've always said that I didn't want to, and I don't want to see an open casket. I don't want to. But I held my dead grandson, you know, and in a way I'm glad I did, and in a way I wished I didn't, if that, you know, makes sense.
Sure.
So again, it's a celebration of life, that's different. If that's how you're treating it, you know, but some people do weird things for weird reasons.
Have you set up your will? Do you have like instructions for your final days as a cremation? I mean, I know that's your final weight cut for your...
It's my final weight cut.
But I mean, are you cremation, or are you going to do a casket, or you have it laid out for what your kids...
All right, first of all, how long have you known me?
10 years, 12 years.
Okay, you answer that question. Am I going to be cremated, or am I going to be in a casket?
Cremated.
Why?
Because it's less burden for your family.
Screw that. Caskets cost money.
Okay. All right. So, as you remember in the first segment, I talked about Jim Smith, who passed away, the personal trainer. So, it was revealed to me yesterday that they've taken his ashes, and they're going to have a mural painted in the gym that contains his ashes. Your stance on ashes being distributed throughout society, like after the fact, like, you know, obviously doing it at sea or off of a boat, you know, or in the mountaintop for is, you know, tradition. What do you feel about being incorporated into a paint can and then distributed to a wall in a public place?
A, weird. B, I don't care. Three, you're dead, you're dead. But I did see something, and I told my family I want to do this. So if, especially for families that have game night. Okay.
Right.
There is a company that makes the hourglass out of your ashes, so you will always be at game night.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool and weird. Would be
that's
weird.
Cool.
Yeah, but it'd be weird. Come on, you're playing Scrabble, and it's, you know, your grandfather's ashes that is the time thing. A little strange.
I mean, it would just be like really awkward when they're like, oh, time's up. Like, no doubt. It's been that way for a while.
For sure. All right. It is break time. A couple minutes over. It shows you what is going on every week of this radio show. And even more importantly, every year that we're at, honored to be broadcasting live from Radio Row. So let's go hit the quarter of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Not a chance.
I can talk to him.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
What are you, six or something?
Hey, he's been out of the
long time, no hair.
Never know.
Check.
Back again.
Hey, this is Matt Hasselbeck of the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Convention Center. I thought you might have brought us back from that break.
Well, I mean, you're already there. You know what's going on. I'm satellite. I won't be live and in color until 1 o'clock this morning when I touched down in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada for Super Bowl 58. And my big question is, how come we don't use more Roman numerals in life? I mean, we use it for the Super Bowl, and you got to really know your Roman numerals to know what number Super Bowl this is. But why don't we use Roman numerals more often?
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, and one of the reasons that I didn't even say what Super Bowl it was, because I had no idea. And, you know, when you look at, and really you can't even see any banners. I can't really find one. There's one, a big banner to my, I guess, left. And if you look, you can see the LVIII. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 58. You know what the worst to date, the worst Super Bowl Roman numeral numbers that it was?
30.
37. 30's easy. XXX.
Right, because that's, you know, adult content only.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
I figured that's where you're going with that question.
38.
Randy, but.
I think 38 it would be the most, right? XXX VIII. So that would be the longest.
Well, 39 would be the longest because then you have four eyes.
Well, yeah, but what year did the Bucks, were the Bucks 39 then? Because Dexter, that's what he tells me all the time, you know, because he's got to do so many. I'm like, then why don't you just do the number?
Yeah, but that's not tradition. That's not, I guess you could do, could you put the I before the V, like subtract one? You could do like X, 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 V, I, V. That's what it is. That's it. That's 39.
Yeah, and I think that is what you should do.
Looking up prop bets for Super Bowl.
Dex won the 37.
Okay. They've got prop bets on everything. I mean, Reba McEntire, National Anthem, how long it will be, from how many rushing yards the quarterbacks will have. I mean, will Taylor Swift get engaged to by Travis Kelce on the field?
They even talked about that. They talked about that last night at the press conference, that there's weddings, there's wedding proposals, and will Travis Kelce, propose? I'm like, come on. What is she going to do with the breakup song?
I've heard that they've already been engaged like that. They're just going to do the display publicly after the Super Bowl.
Who cares?
So do they still do it if KC loses? If Travis loses, do they still go through with it? Like, if it is planned, let's say it is planned, and it is for display, then, you know, do they have to win in order to, like, celebrate such a monumental life moment? Would they cancel that? You know, do they have a backup plan, do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to have Travis on camera saying, I just lost the Super Bowl. I'm a loser, but I'm getting married to Taylor Swift.
So I already won.
So I already won. So who's the biggest loser now, sucker?
They say that the grape-colored Gatorade, Powerade, is the favorite this year in the prop bet. That's the number one lead in the way.
Grape?
So grape is the
grape
flavor. Grape. Grape ape, like purple.
Why would it be grape? Why?
Purple Gatorade is the color of choice for the prop bets that lead in the way this far.
What flavor is purple?
Grape.
Well, you said it's grape. It's grape looking. That doesn't mean that the taste of the Gatorade is grape, right?
Yeah, grape flavor. I mean, red would be cherry, or, you know, orange would be orange.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Grape would be purple.
I think
green would probably be lime.
I think the reason that everybody is betting on the grape Gatorade is because they think Baltimore's here.
No, they don't think that. Baltimore's at home watching it like the rest of us.
So why wouldn't it be red? Why wouldn't it be cherry if Kansas City wins?
Oh, I mean, it would be cherry. It would be red for Chiefs, and it would be red for 49ers.
Right. So why wouldn't that be the color that would make the most sense?
That would make the most sense, for sure. I wonder who's in charge of picking the color flavor for the Gatorade coolers. Like
Chubbs Peterson.
I think Chubbs passed away. He's not eligible to.
Well, hold on. Did Chubbs pass away, or did Carl Weathers pass away?
Carl Weathers passed away.
Right. But you know, like I said, that you could never replace Apollo Creed, you know, and that sometimes, I mean, a lot of these movies, a lot of things you could replace. I mean, they're great actors. They're great, whatever. But you could still probably change a great actor for any role. Could probably be replaced with Denzel Washington, and it would be okay.
Yeah, or Morgan Freeman. I mean, yeah, he could have played Chubbs.
Yeah, no, he could have.
People give him a wooden hand, and, you know, he dies in the movie, and he's like, you know, he could
have played Chubbs. Mark Wahlberg could play Chubbs. Mark Wahlberg can't play Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I mean, what about Jason Statham? Like, he could play Bruce Willis.
And speaking of...
You could interchange those two guys.
With Jason and who?
Bruce Willis.
I don't think so.
You could interchange it. They're both the same height, same size. They've all got the same haircut. Like,
I think it's different, but I think if somebody has never seen the original Die Hard... I, you know, I've seen Die Hard so many times. It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And nobody could replace, you know, nobody else can say Yippee-Ki-Yay.
Danny Glover could play, Apollo Creed.
I don't know. I mean,
that would be a close match. I mean, he just have to get a little bit more in shape, but
it would just be so weird to see again if somebody knew when to go see if they redid Rocky, which I think people should be get the death penalty if they even attempt that. But if you've never seen Rocky, and you get a great actor, blah 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 blah, and they love his version of Apollo Creed. I don't think anybody who's seen Rocky 1, seen Rocky 2, could ever watch Rocky with anybody other than Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed. I think.
I could replace Rocky.
I think you could replace Burgess Meredith.
Not me. I'm just saying we could put the situation from MTV, the Jersey Shore. You can put the situation in there. He'd be a great Rocky.
Just because they both can't speak doesn't mean that the other one can act. Didn't I just read that he saved somebody's life or something?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. That's the new thing. That's what all the young kids are doing. They're trying to save people's lives.
That's nice,
It's good.
I mean, I wish I could save a life.
Save your own.
No, it's not worth much.
I'm going to hunt down number 7. He said he had 2 Spanish stations to do. We sent Steve on a wild goose chase. He's going to go try to get Randy Couture and Mindy Robinson's credentials.
That's great.
Chuck Liddell said in L.A., if he stands in that line again, he'll kill me. And I love Chuck enough that I'd let him do it because I'm certainly not going to stop him.
Would you take a leg kick from Chuck?
Absolutely not. Dude, I wouldn't take a leg check from your daughter.
No, that's true. No, she's vicious.
It's a smart move. All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the convention center here at Mandalay Bay. A lot of people, I think there's a hot wing place. It says Bounty Wings. Get them hot. So I can't wait till this fiasco's over so I can get some hot wings. But right now, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the Las Vegas Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerant. We'll be right back.
In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's back when we talked sports. When Terrell was on, we talked sports back then.
What are we talking now?
Now we're talking death. We're talking, what was
the other? We're a variety show. We're like,
funerals.
Yeah, like, you want to talk BKFC? Because they were last night, they were the answer on Jeopardy. Did you see it said this promotion started in 2018, is medically regulated and sanctioned, and John L. Sullivan would be proud. And the answer was BKFC.
I did see that.
So that's pretty cool. And then they've announced their California has opened up as far as the sanctioning body. So looks like they'll be heading for Knuckle Mania in L.A. in April. Yeah. So bringing it out to the left coast where you're almost in the left coast.
Almost. You guys will have a lot of fun flopping mats in L.A.
Well, we didn't flop any mats in Miami, but we did sponsor the official after party, and it was outrageous. I don't know which one. If you were having to guess which city had the best nightlife, you've been around, you've traveled a lot, you've done a lot of different things. Is Vegas the fight capital of the world, but is it also the nightlife capital of the world?
It would have to be. I mean, I know Miami's close, but you know, the insanity, the parties, the after parties, all the BS, all that kind of stuff. He's deaf. You know, he travels in a rock and roll band, so he's deaf. He's deaf. People are trying to talk to Steve, and he's just brain dead too.
Oh gosh!
People are coming up, you know, because he wears the same Motorhead shirt all the time,
right?
And he's like, and then he pulls off the, oh, am I wearing that shirt? I didn't realize I was doing that. I thought we were wearing Knockout Radio today.
He walks around with a guitar and
yeah. The- you know, he used that reference today. So I forgot the headsets, the computer, all that stuff at the house, and I had to drive back. He goes, that would be like, Susan and I are going to go out, and I'm going to go play in a band, and I forgot the guitar. I said, or you'd forget Susan.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So he was just funny. He made his hair. You know, he put on all his makeup, and you know, he's having just a great time on Radio Row.
I did get notification yesterday that there's a rock and roll legend icon even that has agreed.
I'll be the judge.
To do my workout on the back of my truck. Obviously I'm not driving to Vegas, so it shouldn't be this week. Is it still on the table? Am I still gonna have that opportunity? And who is this so-called legend?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What
are you talking about?
You posted it.
Well, tell me what I posted.
I don't remember word for word, but it was like, Steve, it has nothing to do with like bands or guitar playing skills or garage doors, but there's an icon who I will get on the back of Matt's truck or something like that.
So I would need to know the exact wording for me to know what made up story Steve posted.
I'm just curious about like what is an icon in your opinion. Like is it like Ozzy Osbourne? Is that an icon? Is that a legend? Is that a, you know, what's your level for icon?
Elvis Presley.
Okay. I mean, Wayne Newton, close second?
You know, as much as I don't know much about him, and I'm trying to get him on the show on Thursday, he has been here out on Radio Row. You know, just because he's not an icon or a legend to me doesn't mean that he's not an icon or legend. So, yes, Wayne Newton, especially in Vegas, 1,000%, you know, fits both of that. What I need to, you know, really wrap my head around, if I ever have time, is icon, legend. Is it the same thing? Which one's higher? Which one's higher?
Depends on if it's legal in their state. I'm not really sure. I mean, I would say people from Colorado, Oregon would be higher than people that are not.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think icon is a higher status than legend. I think, I just think it's
probably. Yeah. I mean, legend. You can be a legend and probably not be an icon, especially if icon we're listing, you know, higher. You know, Elvis obviously falls under both. You know, to me, Freddie Mercury is both.
I would agree with that. I mean, yeah, some of those guys, Michael Jackson, obviously Madonna. Speaking of music, sure. Do we know who's performing at this Super Bowl 58 on Sunday? Who is the halftime show?
I believe it is Usher.
Usher, nice.
I've heard a story, alleged. We're going to go with alleged because I don't want to be sued. But allegedly, my niece and goddaughter was at a eating establishment.
Okay.
And in walked Usher.
Okay.
And they asked for a photo. And you know what his comment was?
No.
Sure, after you buy my lunch.
Oh, what? Really? Wow.
That's the story that I heard, alleged.
Wow. That's interesting.
Well, A, strong move by Usher, and B, strong move of the facility, the restaurant that he was in. So it was a fast food place, you know, don't want to say the name, A, because if it's not the right one, and B, I don't want to give, you know, pub to somebody that, you know, I don't benefit from. No, I don't have a sub on my table right now.
Now, we should. Where's Ike at? We got Ike subs last year. They were great.
You know, matter of fact, I have a $100 gift certificate I may give to our next guest.
Oh, that's nice.
He's going to say, that's enough for six of us. Let's eat.
But now going back to the halftime show last year, I mean, last year is hard to beat, right? I mean, was it last year?
Can I raise my hand? I'm raising my hand. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who was halftime last year?
I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago in LA.
Who was halftime? I couldn't tell you a halftime of any of them.
I don't remember who did it last year, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's what you have, Google.
Yeah, I guess I do. I guess because I was going to say, like, how hard it would be for Usher to follow up after LA, because you had Dr. Dre, Snoop. You know, I mean, that was legendary when they brought those guys out for the Super Bowl. And now you have Usher, you know.
Producer said it was Rihanna not too long ago.
That's what it was. I was in Phoenix last year. You're right.
You know, the only reason why I can tell you that the Rolling Stones did a halftime, that Prince did a halftime, and I was even at a couple of those, was because back in the day, and I've always said, you know, my favorite event here, A, is the Taste of the NFL, and we'll have Andrew on again on Thursday. But it was always the halftime, the pregame and the halftime press conference. Because, you know, we got to either A, talk to, B, be in the presence of, and in the case of Prince, who doesn't talk or didn't talk, he performed.
Well, so, let's play a little trivia game. You want to play, guess the halftime performance for the last 10 years?
All I would do is I can name some halftime performers. I can't tell you when they did it. I can just tell you these are ones that I remember. If you want me to do that. All right, we're going to start. We'll start with one of the first ones I ever went to, Up With People. Got to check your list.
What did you say to me?
Up with people.
Up with people? For the group?
Yeah. I believe that was San Fran versus, I don't remember. Look it up. Look around the 30s, you know, SBXXX. It was in Miami.
1930s?
you could look at location and just look for Miami.
I don't see it on this list.
You are the absolute worst co-host I've ever seen.
Well, I want to play a little fun game, like things people actually heard of, and you bring up a band that no one's ever heard of.
But they did back in the day.
I'm changing the rules. It's gonna be my game. All right. So this year's halftime show is Usher, Super Bowl 58. Last year was Rihanna in Phoenix. The 2022 was in LA. You were there. Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. 2021, we were in Atlanta. That was The Weeknd. 2020 was Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny. 2019, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy from Outkast. 2018, Justin Timberlake, the Tennessee Kids. 2017 was Lady Gaga. 2016, Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars. I remember that one because Bruno puts on one hell of a live show. 2015, Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott. 2014, Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers. 2013, Beyonce. 2012, Madonna. 2011, Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash, your guitar player. 2010.
I didn't think you were talking about a mass murderer.
No, that was OJ. OJ was, his website was
Slash. That's alleged.
Alleged. 2010, The Who, that's a band you probably know. 2009, another one you probably know, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. 2008, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Only because it's going to take you forever. Let me just jump real quick and then you can go back. Super Bowl 10 in Miami, your halftime performance, Up with People.
2007, going down in an elevator was Prince and the Florida A&M Marching Band. 2006, the Rolling Stones. 2005, Paul McCartney. 2004, Janet Jackson, the Infamous. Janet Jackson, Kid Rock, P. Diddy, Nelly, and Justin Timberlake. Does the Super Bowl need that kind of... that was iconic when she, her top came down at the Super Bowl or taken off or whatever. Do you like those antics? Do you think that the Super Bowl needs it for ratings or for viral content?
I don't think it does. I think that it makes this the spectacle that it is. I honestly think it gets in the way. It gets in the way of the game. It gets in the way for the two teams. You know, halftime is extended. You know, you've got to re-warm up. You got to redo a lot of these things. So, honestly, I think it gets in the way. The only halftime show that is worth its weight in gold, the only halftime show that I ever want to see again, and to be honest, I really believe Ed back at the station is going to agree with me, is those dogs with the flying frisbees.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, those are amazing. Like, incredible athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what I want to see. And there goes your power slapper from Brazil just happened to run by. I think she said, who wants a slap?
Okay. 2003, Shania Twain. 2002 was U2.
All right, let's continue the list because we're already over. Let's hit this final break of hour number three of 742 continuous hours coming to you live from the Las Vegas area, better known as the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
American girls and American
guys. All right, we are back coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Interesting liner coming out there, if you noticed that.
We're here at the Super Bowl.
Hey, look who finally piped in.
Yeah, well, guess what? You can't hear anything. Yeah. You know, I can not hear anything.
Well, you're good at that.
Yeah, I know it. I could tell you that.
All right. So what up, Matt?
No, I was just saying that liner coming out of the break is like former NFL quarterback. I thought the NFL was like the Marines, or, you know, once NFL quarterback, always NFL quarterback. It's interesting to hear the liners that they described it as former.
Matthew.
I'm here.
All right. What's up, buddy?
I was just talking about the liner coming out of Warren Moon. He said the former quarterback, former NFL quarterback. I thought once a quarterback, always a quarterback. I thought it was interesting they didn't say, you know, this is Warren Moon from whatever team he played for.
The Houston Oilers. And then
Are they still a thing? Are the Oilers now?
People that actually maybe oil out of the ground. I don't know. Not the team.
I mean, should we keep up with the times and have a team that's like, you know, electric, you know, like a Tesla?
Ooh.
Like the San Francisco Teslas?
That would make a bunch of sense.
Right? I mean, you know, seems to be something to be. How's it going out there with your Motorhead shirt on? Are you getting any...
Everybody's stopping them nonstop just because of this shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Do any of those people know who Motorhead are?
Well, I'm going to assume that if they're asking them about the Motorhead shirt, then yeah, they know who Motorhead is.
Well, the only reason I was asking is because I just did like the top last 20 years of like halftime shows for the Super Bowl, and Motorhead was never mentioned, not one time. So I didn't know if anyone knew who they were, or if they had any fans.
No, I mean, nobody knows who they are, basically, yeah. Except for this guy over here says he only knows them because of Triple H, you know, the song, The Game.
Which is why they did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that, you told me that's why, you know, the Motorhead kind of got talked into doing it, was because of people that didn't know, you know, who it was and what it was, so...
Is that there you go? I can hear myself in this one here, and I couldn't hear myself in that one, but okay. Hey, listen here, Matt.
Yeah,
where are you at?
I'm in the studio, I'm in the home studio booth.
Oh, yeah, okay, very good. When are you?
I didn't turn it on because I didn't want my phone to overheat.
When are you coming out?
Oh, tonight. I will arrive at 12:55 a.m. and Randy has agreed to make this a telethon. We can broadcast continuously maybe Guinness Book of World Record worthy.
You know why Steve couldn't hear that that headset?
No.
Because he's freaking deaf. It's crazy.
I'm not
deaf. Yeah, you are.
Okay, this one here, I can't hear myself, and that one I can.
I could hear you.
Okay, how can you hear me when your head was in it?
Exactly.
You guys, is Dr. Phil out there on Radio Row? Because I think you guys have like a counseling session. You guys did work
hostile
things out.
Hostile radio for sure. Hostile radio.
I don't know how I'm going to get through the next 3-4 days.
I don't know how you're going to get through the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, why are you on the air? Like, you're the producer. You're supposed to be behind the curtain.
You know, he's like...
He's like, what? He has to keep checking it? Now, this one here, I can hear you guys, and I can hear myself. The other one over there, I can't hear myself. But it's all good. Now, let's
What are we calling it? Disgruntled radio?
Oh, it is very much disgruntled radio. It's hostile radio is what it actually is.
Steve, so while we have you on the radio, welcome to Knockout Radio. Welcome to the show.
Do we really need to keep them?
Well, no, but what was your take on the Airbnb? Like, Randy said it was disgusting. Now, he slept on a military ship. He's slept in a car.
It's too hot.
He slept in a bench at the Super Bowl in years past, like at the convention center.
Right.
And he said this was inhabitable. Like, this was not a place that he could even spend one night. Yeah. Do you agree with that assessment? Was
absolutely.
Bad?
We need to hear what you think.
Okay, absolutely, 100%. It was totally disgusting. That wasn't like somebody sleeping on the bed 3 or 4 days. The stuff that was there wasn't just like say on the sheets. It was embedded in the sheets. Totally disgusting. Randy's playing around with the volume here, but anyways. Yeah, I don't want to live there. There's a guy, they've taken a bedroom and, well, made a bedroom out of about 3/4 of the garage and then a washroom, well, washer and dryer, and partial of another bedroom made out of the garage. And there's a guy living in, like, say, 1/4 of the garage. Now, where does he go to the bathroom? Obviously, he lives in the house when nobody's there, okay? Where does he take a shower? No, don't need to be living there. That's the thing, but... Here's one thing with Randy. He always says, I want your opinion, and I want you to decide, and everything like that. And it always comes down to Randy deciding. I don't like to be asked, you know, what do you think? Because it doesn't really matter. Go ahead, Matt. Over to you.
Do you think we could, should we rent a storage unit or buy one at auction? And then we could live in that for the next 3 days?
I mean, that would be very, very smart. But we got to clean it out or else, you get in, put in, instead of Facebook jail, you get put in Storage Wars jail, you know.
Yeah.
Jail's jail. Does it matter where?
Right.
So what do you think the odds of, because I watched Pawn Stars. It's filmed in Las Vegas, it's on the strip there.
How come you couldn't have brought up Hardcore Pawn first? Why do you got to bring
Hardcore
up
Pawn? That's in Detroit, and the Lions are no longer a part of this NFL run. So I brought up, Pawn Stars, because it's actually in Las Vegas. And he has many Super Bowl rings that people have sold over the years, different players to different ways. So, what do you think the likelihood of buying a storage unit in Vegas and it having, hardware such as championship rings?
Wow. If you think about that, that's even a bigger idea than you're bringing it up and I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Every major event. I mean, we got to make sure it's a 24-hour and then we could just be storage warring it at every major event. So, and then you get the nice items at the end. You get to keep them at the end, right? You're talking about living in them, right?
I mean, you're living in them or just doing it for an investment. We could buy a unit. I think our host out there wants to buy a unit while we're there live. We could buy one and see if we could flip it in 3 days and, whatever items we find. Like, I love wearing outfits from storage units. I love putting together weekly ensembles. of random clothes that I find, you know. So maybe we can find some treasures out there.
Because I'm sticking with reality here. You know, your host, he's not really being truthful with you. We're actually homeless, okay? I don't know what he's been telling you and everything like that. So it's been barely...
We slept in a car.
Yeah, barely cleared that I'm going to be able to stay at this one gentleman's house. It's he's not going to pile on another guy and another guy. We need a storage unit out here. We can start a whole new fad. You're laughing. Wait till you get out here. Wait till this guy meets you.
Well, it's Vegas.
Important press conference or press release I just got sent on behalf of the Las Vegas Super Bowl host committee. Don't forget tonight's media party. That's the press release. Okay, I will.
So we don't have a place to stay, which is great. But do you really need a place to stay? It is Las Vegas, with a city that doesn't sleep.
Well, that's alleged, because I sleep. Even if it's in a car, I sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's enough things going on around the clock that you wouldn't even know.
You know what's going on right now? It's the top of the hour. So let's hit that break. Randy Couture, Mindy Robinson on their way. Maybe we will get some seriousness to this program in the next 5 or 10 minutes. All right, let's hit a break. We'll be right back.
Be that kind of guy. See one candle burning in your eye. Then watch my heart fill up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.